And finally, our gene of the month may be familiar to any Star Trek fans who are listening. It's none other than tribbles. It was first discovered in 2000 by Thomas Sayer and Maria Leptin, who found that cells in fruit flies with mutations in the gene multiply uncontrollably, much like the furry critters in Star Trek. Since then, tribbles has turned up in many other organisms, including humans, where there's a large family of related proteins that help to control fatty acid production, insulin resistance, cholesterol levels, and more. Unsurprisingly, some of these tribbles proteins have been implicated in conditions such as type 2 diabetes and the formation of atherosclerotic plaques, the fatty deposits that can block blood vessels and cause heart attacks. Unusually high levels of tribbles have also been found in leukemia cells, which fits with the protein's other role in driving cell growth, although I should point out it doesn't make the cancer cells furry. That's all for now. I'll be back again next month taking a closer look at epigenetics, the complex code that means our cells know whether to be skin, lung, liver, or anything else, even though they all have the same DNA. And I'll be finding out how to turn the clock back to create stem cells from adult tissue. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page. That's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast has been brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another look inside your genes.